Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host, filling in for Dave Bob, which is Leanna Wojcik. Leanna, welcome.
Thanks for having me today, Faisal.
What a very interesting week and an interesting show we have today as well. Mm-hmm. Have you been keeping warm?
We have been keeping warm, yes. How about you?
Do you notice that in our office building, that every time it hits this cold, they jack up the heat so high that you feel like wearing shorts in the office and you have to wear like thermal underwear when you go outside the office? Isn't that like ironic how that happens in our office?
Absolutely. And I mean, that's one of the things that I think the story of extremes for us is one of the things that we probably saw a little bit of this week.
Yes, we did when it comes to the markets and what's happening in regards to some of the data that we received. We've got a very interesting show. So we definitely want to talk about what's been happening in the markets. We want to talk about the hot and cold. Let's start off with the cold. Rent prices are going up, but also for retirement homes. So what's going to happen there? Number three, we also have the hot. Where can you go and find a nice property to invest or live in outside of Canada? We've got a nice little survey and a report on some of the top destinations around the world.
And I can tell you, this is the week people have been thinking, oh, I need to find a place that's not here and not minus 40.
And normally, you know, Popwich has poor timing in his life, but this one he nailed. He went on vacation right at minus 40. What a smart guy he is.
Perfect timing.
Or maybe just lucky. Well, let's see what was lucky and unlucky this week. When you look at the overall markets, they came out with the numbers of our inflation for individuals in the United States. We saw the headline inflation go up, but the core inflation slightly lower. The core inflation, for those who don't know, are stripping out the volatile numbers like energy and food and just sticking to the core pieces that way. That was a slight down, so the markets were kind of mixed. Going in on Thursday, come in Friday morning, the producer price index showed a little bit of a different story. Producers are paying less for their core costs, which is meaning higher potential profits. And so we saw a bit of a volatility on both sides, and the U.S. bank earnings came in causing some problems as well. So what a very interesting week that we've seen so far.
Yeah, mixed overall, which is really interesting. I'm not sure the market knows entirely what to make of the various different data points that are somewhat contradictory, as you mentioned, the producer prices versus the inflation number. On the surface of it, there's a headline difference there. You see the backwards-looking inflation that has the higher number. You have the producer price index, which is showing a little bit of room. We've got a little bit of wiggle room there now. What is your outlook for the next couple of months? How do you think those inflationary prices and those producer prices will play into those inflation numbers over the next bit?
It's a good question. I think that's a interesting piece when it comes to the data points. What we're seeing is that inflation is still a bit sticky. Regardless of the producer or consumer, inflation is still a bit sticky. Now you're also getting earnings season coming in the United States, more so than in Canada, but it's called coming out now. So you're seeing how the companies are handling this. You're going to probably see a trend of a lot more job cuts. And as these job cuts continue, that's one of the metrics for this Federal Reserve to look at is employment. So they wouldn't be surprised to see a tick up in unemployment rate. But I don't anticipate in the upcoming months, that's the next three, of a rate cut by the Federal Reserve, which is going to disappoint many investors. So I think what people are trying to figure out is when's this rate cut going to happen? And even if you take some of the estimates that are happening, Leanna, you see they're saying three rate cuts this year as a minimum. Well, three rate cuts is 75 basis points or 0.75%. When you're at 5.25%, that doesn't mean much. 15 to 20% cut in interest costs isn't going to change the world. So it's not big. Where the big issues come into play is how these companies are going to be able to maintain their earnings. Now, that's different than how the economy is going to maintain itself. It's easier for a company to cut and I call it a skeleton staff and reduce their expenses to hit earnings than it is for the economy to adjust. And I think that's where we're going to find over the coming months. And we're getting into sweeps where we're going to start to see what's happening with the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing more and more about the two potential candidates.
Mm-hmm.
One hasn't even been at any debate yet, right, but still the front runner.
Yes.
One is, in many views, in a debate in himself and is the, you know, the president as we speak. So there's an interesting piece going to happen here. And I think we're going to hear more and more of the presidential election as we get to the later half of this quarter. And as we get up to that point, it's all going to be guessing on when this economy is going to slow down and if it goes into recession.
And I think one thing that's important to think about for investors is the difference between emotion and what the actual economic impact of things are. I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, but there's a number of emotional things that are coming up this year. So elections, that's definitely one of them. Investors always look at elections as emotional inflection points. They have their favorite candidate. They are cheering for one side or the other. They think everything is going to go completely south if their wrong candidate wins. There's a lot of emotion behind that. Same thing with the interest rate cuts. People are just looking for that downward movement rather than the upward movement, I think, even though, as you mentioned, the actual material financial impact is maybe not as big as it will feel as a relief to see those interest rate cuts. We're probably going to see it with earnings, and we're going to see it also with those job cuts. Job cuts don't feel good from an economic perspective or from a personal investor perspective. From an economic perspective, the Federal Reserve is waiting to see these. Like, this is something that is important for them to have as part of their mandate.
When you listen to the central bankers around the world, when you listen to portfolio managers of large pension plans or institutions, sentiment or emotion is rarely discussed. The opportunity for sentiment is a trader's world.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel will determine if you should get in and get out of a position for short-term gain or protection. But when you start dealing with facts, that's the longer-term view. And I find it very interesting when I read all the central bankers' reports, when I listen to their commentary, sentiment will dictate behavior in the short run, yet they're still driven by the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing that you've nailed on that we should be focusing on for the coming months is what's the fact and what's the sentiment. We sometimes use the word noise or news, but let's talk about sentiment, how we feel about it, not what the noise is, how we feel about it. We've had some issues with some airlines and some planes, and that makes people get weary about traveling. That doesn't mean the facts are you can't travel.
Mm-hmm.
That just means you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that. There's some issues about political issues going around globally, geopolitical issues. The facts are what's happening, but how you feel about it is how you'll react to it. So I think sentiment's going to be a very big driver in the coming months until the facts come into play.
Well, and I think you make an important point there that it's very important as an individual investor to be able to say, I have a feeling about this, and it is different than what the actual facts or economic outcome or financial outcome of any particular data point is. So it's important to be able to split those two things apart. That's partly why people sometimes work with an advisor, because you can feel those emotions, but somebody else maybe has less connection to that or has a more fact-driven view. That's why people get help managing their money on that front.
And I think portfolio managers who structure portfolios with proper discipline will be able to take away the sentiment and focus on the facts so that you can minimize this volatility that you're going to see. And you're going to see volatility. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be gone. It's going to be here for a while. So this is where it becomes more of a portfolio manager's dream. They get to actually be involved in the day-to-day versus just watching the markets go up or go straight down. It'll be very interesting. You know, there's a lot of topics to discuss. We've got a very interesting piece coming up on retirement and our retirement seminar. So, Leanna, why don't you give us an update on when our next seminar is to help people bulletproof their retirement?
Our next seminar is Tuesday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. live in person at the Country Hills Golf Club. Now, we are almost at capacity, so do please go to morethanmoneyradio.com as soon as you can to register.
Okay. picture this: rental prices have gone up. Now we have retirement homes and their rental prices are up. We heard 55% in some cases. Join us after the break to learn more about that. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.